For everyone who is under a rock, just to bring you up to speed, Microsoft announced that they are buying LinkedIn for...
Wait, who is that? What company? Have I heard of them before?
Our company.
This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmaker.fm/platform. That's rainmaker.fm/platform.
And now, enjoy The Missing Link with Jabez Labrette and Micah Gadia.
Welcome to The Missing Link. My name is Jabez Labrette, and as always, we have the incredible, unbelievable, talented Micah Gadia. Good morning, Micah.
Hi, Jabez. How are you?
Good. And we have a special guest today.
I'm so excited.
A hugely special guest for an extremely special update show that is, this one is big news.
Big
news in the LinkedIn world. So before we jump into that, real quick, let's tell everybody how they can get into this wonderful group, because the discussion about today's topic is actually already started.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give a quick shout out to Joseph, Paul, Stan, and Les, who have already posted articles. And there's the discussion group. Someone's like, oh, my God, I had to check in today just to see what y'all were talking about and how it was going. So, yeah, definitely join us in our Missing Link LinkedIn group if you're ready to get your marketing on LinkedIn up to the next level that you're looking to do. So you can do that easily. If you are in the continental United States, you'll take out your mobile device and you'll text 41411. And the keyword there is going to be MyLink, MYLINK, and take out that space because it will autocorrect. If you're outside of the United States, you will simply email us at missinglink@rainmaker.fm and we'll get you set right up.
Sweet. Join the group. It's fantastic. And conversations about today's big breaking news is happening already. And today we have the, I think that we might call him a blast from the past, possibly the greatest host to have ever graced this show of all time. The unsufferable Sean Jackson is joining us. Real quick shout out to our sponsors, and we're going to be jumping right in.
The Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.
Welcome back to The Missing Link. My name is Jabez Labrette, and today I'm so excited we are joined by the one.
The only, the insufferable but never boring.
Never boring, Sean Jackson.
Yay! Hey, it's great to be back on the show, guys.
Well, it's great for you. Well, it's even better for the audience and myself, because it's always a joy to get a chance to catch up and talk. And today, holy criminy, this episode, we have some big news.
Yeah. For everyone who is under a rock, just to bring you up to speed, Microsoft announced that they are buying LinkedIn for...
Wait, who is that? What company? Have I heard of them before?
Our company.
Yes. And, you know, it's so funny because this really, for years, I have thought that Microsoft should have bought LinkedIn many, many years ago. I mean, it just seemed like a marriage of not only convenience, but just a marriage of two like-minded companies. And now it makes Microsoft really scary.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I kind of take the other side of this, Sean. I'm a little nervous about Microsoft taking on LinkedIn, especially for the price.
Yeah.
$26.2 billion on a company whose stock was just slashed 40% 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Due to waning numbers and you know, I saw a cartoon online that somebody had posted, which was, congratulations, LinkedIn. You just sold a company with a bunch of people who are unemployed for $26 million. Now, we all know that's not what LinkedIn's all about.
Right.
I could find some humor and a little bit of caution here. So, Sean, where do you think that Microsoft's going to take this network?
Let's back up for just a second, because, you know, if you really look at it, Microsoft is paying a premium for LinkedIn. No question about it. You know, they're paying, if you look at the 433 million users on LinkedIn and the $26 billion price tag, that's about $60, $61 per user inside the LinkedIn ecosystem. And so they're definitely paying a premium for this information. And it's a data purchase. I mean, at the end of the day, what Microsoft has really said is, we want data. LinkedIn has the best data on businesses, which happen to be our customers. So this was, I think, a slam dunk, no-brainer, you know, and $26 billion is a drop in the bucket for Microsoft's giant cash hoard. But at the end of the day, I think for online marketers, this signals huge, huge implications for your future in online marketing in the LinkedIn ecosystem. Because at a very fundamental level, the LinkedIn ecosystem is about to get really, really big.
And I think that to your point of the data grab here that Microsoft just did, which is good because it kind of puts them in a position to compete with companies like Facebook a little bit more. And there's far fewer bad accounts on LinkedIn than there are on Facebook. So I think that the data set as a whole is cleaner. That also tells me that they may just leave it alone.
Yeah.
As far as like they don't want to toy with it too much, you know, but I'm sure there'll be some cash investments and some really smart Microsoft people put on the LinkedIn team. So hopefully what we see here is that Microsoft is genuinely saying, I'm getting access to all this data. I'm buying this huge data set. And that means that I want the system to continue to flourish the way that it has been. Because it's not that LinkedIn's going away.
Right.
Just because the stock price fell actually doesn't mean LinkedIn's doing poorly.
Right.
That's just not meeting expectations and whatnot in the marketplace. And so, yeah, keep my finger. Well, you know, they're keeping all the senior leadership in place.
Right. And they're reporting directly to Satya. So that's another important sign, is that Jeff Weiner is reporting to Satya directly, which means that LinkedIn is going to keep its own branding, is going to keep its own ecosystem. But here's where I think from an online marketer perspective, what we should be excited about and where we should be looking towards in the future, okay? Because, you know, at the end of the day, the show, The Missing Link, is all about how online marketing and LinkedIn intersect. So let's talk about that a little bit, right? Because I think this has just given a giant shot in the arm to content marketers especially. But if you look at the fundamental level, as we mentioned earlier, it's about a data grab, right? That means profiles now are going to be integrated into Microsoft Office. All right, now think about that. It means when you're sending an email out of Outlook, when you're writing up a Word document and you reference someone, that profile information is going to be in that tool, so it's available for reference, right? It also means things like SlideShare now may be integrated into PowerPoint. So when you're in PowerPoint, you can save to SlideShare directly as opposed to the old upload process, right? It also means that lynda.com, their learning thing, is now going to be a part of the Office ecosystem, so that when you are wanting to learn how to use Microsoft Word, let's say, you can buy a course right there inside of Word. So at a fundamental level, and this is what, again, and we're going to put a link in the show notes, you know, Microsoft filed an SEC presentation, and we'll put a link to it. And they really kind of talk about their plans in there. And really, first off, which is just the obvious, is all that LinkedIn profile data will now be integrated in the Office ecosystem, as well as the fact that you're going to start to see other ways that LinkedIn data is creeping into Microsoft, including Bing. Okay. Now let's think about this Bing. For a second, Jabez.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the singer? Oh, the search engine.
The search engine.
I forgot about that. Bing.
So now what's
Bing? It's like that, you know, it's like that cousin that you forgot that you had that shows up at the, you know, the wedding, and you're like, hey, you. And they're like, I'm your cousin. You're like, oh, yeah, I knew that. Of course. So that makes sense. We're going to have to pay attention to Bing.
Yeah, of course, because think about this. Remember, Jabez, when we used to have Author Rank, you know, when Google Plus was integrated into the search results, and that was a big thing. And then, of course, Google says, no, we're not going to do that anymore. When they did Author Rank, I remember talking to Dwayne Forrester, who was working at Microsoft Bing at the time, and I said, look, why don't you do the same thing with LinkedIn data, right? Because now you can incorporate LinkedIn profile data into Bing to basically have your own version of Author Rank inside of Bing search results, right? So as you're posting things into Pulse, as you're searching for someone's name, then all of their LinkedIn information now appears inside of the search results in a very smart knowledge graph sort of way. So, and in fact, if you look at the SEC filing Microsoft did, they did mention that increased Bing engagement with the best professional search engine. So I think Bing is not only going to have new data set that they're going to incorporate in for display, but you also may find Bing data creeping into the LinkedIn ecosystem now, right?
That makes total sense. I mean, why not? I mean, they've got it all, the platforms. Don't forget mobile. So Microsoft's been pushing heavy into mobile, and as they continue to do so, they're going to be integrating LinkedIn for sure throughout the mobile ecosystem with just how you connect from one to the other. And it doesn't mean that you have to freak out that, like, oh my gosh, I need to go like completely crush the world with more content and everything else immediately. But it probably would be a good idea for the next 6 months to be focusing on a lot more activity. Lot more LinkedIn activity, because you don't know where the algorithm is going to start to play out.
That's
and
right.
I don't even think that Microsoft and LinkedIn would fully know how that algorithm is going to end up like coming to shake out who should be the higher authority, if you will, or who should be the one getting more visibility.
Right.
But I always know that more activity typically leads to better results.
Absolutely.
So more shares, more connections, more content, more external links pointing to your LinkedIn profile,
all
of those things.
Well, now, of course, and they even mentioned this, that Cortana, which is the voice, you know, information system that Microsoft has, you know, Cortana is going to start pulling in LinkedIn data, too. So, I mean, you know, if we're looking to the future and all these devices like the Amazon Echo, right, and Siri and all of these voice-enabled search mechanisms out there, now that Cortana is going to have this data as a functional part of its interface and data set, then now all of a sudden your news update may be something that Cortana is telling somebody in their living room what's happening. I mean, it really, really is a titanic shift, I think, in Microsoft and really just in the whole ecosystem, because Microsoft is not only getting great data, but I think from the LinkedIn perspective, this is where, from online marketers, all those news updates, those updates you're putting in, those pulse posts are going to now appear inside of Microsoft Office. So when you're researching a topic, your pulse post may come up now inside of an Office environment. So if you want to get to a thought leader as they're writing about your industry, writing around the space that you inhabit, that pulse post now may appear inside of that Microsoft Word document.
Mind blown. So it really, we've talked about this before on the show, you have to begin to refine your message.
Yeah.
Because now you have to kind of start thinking a little bit like a search marketer and not just like a content marketer, not just like an SEM marketer. Like, you have to start thinking about the SEO side of the fence a little bit. Now, don't go keyword crazy and start doing that sort of old like 2002 tactics. But do start thinking about, am I consistently talking about the same types of things that are keyword rich, that are add value to my audience? And not trying to be a jack of all trades, because when you try to be everything, it's tough for those systems to really, I think, hone in on how do I serve up your information? How do I serve up your content inside the ecosystem if I don't really know what you're about?
That's right. No, you're absolutely correct. And I think, again, as we look towards the future with this, the other thing that, you know, being a technology guy that I'm also excited about, one of the complaints I've always had about LinkedIn is their APIs, right? And for people who don't know what that is, that's application programming interface. That's basically a way for one computer to talk to another computer to get data, exchange data. And quite frankly, LinkedIn's been okay with that. And they're very conservative about sharing all that LinkedIn data out there. Well, Microsoft doesn't take that approach. I mean, Microsoft with their Azure platform, with all of their developers. I mean, my God, the company was built by developers for developers initially. So you're probably going to see also more of that data available for third-party apps, right? So now, for intelligence reasons, and this is where I'm also excited about, is, you know, I'm doing an experiment right now where I'm taking our own company data and trying to find information about our customer base beyond just their email and their name. And now, of course, with that LinkedIn data, you can enrich your customer profiles programmatically, right? So now when you are trying to zero in and find Jabezi-like people, as I like to say, that Jabezi-like people are going to be easier to find. And so it's both scary, but it's also beneficial, because as marketers now, all that data that's kind of locked inside of LinkedIn is going to be in the tools that we use both in Office, but also available in third parties potentially, given the fact that Microsoft loves APIs, loves sharing those APIs. And quite frankly, I think LinkedIn has not been as friendly in the API ecosystem as Microsoft will be. So
you don't need to be a computer engineer for this. So there will be other people that are computer engineers building these amazing tools. So right. Keep your eyes out, because there's going to be a lot of awesome tools popping up.
Oh, yeah. Imagine an Excel spreadsheet utilize. With customer information, and you hit a button and the link to data appends to that Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, man.
I mean, in fact, I was working on a system yesterday that did something similar to that in Google Sheets, right? And it didn't have an Excel plugin, but it was Google specific, and I did the same exact thing. Now I can do it in Excel. Now I can do it in Word. Now I can have my PowerPoints out there. But again, from an online marketer's perspective, this has to be great news. If nothing else, because one of the other things they talk about in that SEC filing is that the news feed now is going to be both ways. So information coming out of LinkedIn into Windows and from Windows coming into the LinkedIn ecosystem. So, you know, you
just
could
become
really
a lot more indexable.
Oh, yeah.
Kind
of
what you're saying, like across all platforms.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be tight integration, I feel, just because it's not just the data, it's how the ecosystems, you know, interchange information. And from a marketer's perspective, that gives you now a billion plus people to talk to, not just the 433 million that happen to have LinkedIn accounts.
So what are three things people should do in the first quarter? This just happened. What should people be focusing on for the first quarter?
Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of goes back to the standard things. And I always hate saying it, but number one is profile, right? I mean, if profile is going to be used throughout Office, you really, really, really need to focus on that profile.
If you're listening to this show and your profile is not complete and awesome, turn off this episode immediately. Go back.
Episode number two
about your profile. Listen to that. Do everything there and then come back to this episode.
Exactly. And it's going to be your picture. It's going to be that professional description. You know, I can't reiterate enough how important that professional description is. And we say it all the time, but now
can I give an advanced pro tip?
Yes.
Watch the naming of the file of your JPEG that you use for your picture.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
So that is indexed by Google.
Yeah.
And it's going to be obviously indexed. It's probably indexed by Bing as well. My apologies, Microsoft, for not having checked there. But go do the file name of the actual picture of yourself. Drop in a keyword or two along with your name.
Yeah. And secondly, of course, I think, you know, if you have not been doing pulse posts, then you need to start, and you need to get really good at it, which means you need to make a whole bunch of mistakes. So if you haven't been doing
just
it, do it. Just get in there and do that.
Do you think now that they're going to start discounting duplicate content because they're going to want to not have the same content indexed the same way by Google?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Something to keep an eye out on.
Yeah,
sure.
Something to keep an eye out. But I think, again, you know, if they integrate with Bing, right, and they have the LinkedIn Bing integration, then you may see those pulse posts getting maybe preferential treatment, right? And again, because remember that while Google is the dominant player, it is still, you know, one player, right? You still have the Yahoo-Bing relationship, and God knows what's going to happen with Yahoo. But Bing is truly the secondary player. And if Bing results now come into the LinkedIn ecosystem, right, then it's going to really put more focus and more traction for Bing. So again, those pulse posts, thinking about, you know, how your content marketing strategy is, you know, doing, as Jabez says, the SEO stuff, absolutely. I think you really have to pay attention to that. And then the third thing, quite frankly, is Microsoft doesn't have a native advertising play, really, right? They never really figure that out. And LinkedIn has native advertising, right? They call it sponsored updates. And so I would absolutely start experimenting with sponsored updates, because it is not inconceivable that sponsored updates now get put onto the desktop of Windows users.
Oh.
Yeah. Because again, it's part of the news feed, right? It's part of the information that's coming across both on their desktop and on their phone, right? So if we start to look at that information, those sponsored updates, that native advertising play, imagine now that it is appearing on their desktop, on their phone, outside of the LinkedIn ecosystem. So when you are looking at what you should be doing, you really need to be preparing for the fundamental shift. And I think experimenting with pulse posts, really refining that down, and getting into sponsored updates and just figuring that out. Those are things marketers can be doing right now.
So I've got two bold predictions of things that people should do. And Sean, I'm going to ask you to give a bold prediction or two. Here in half a second, I'll give you a second to think about it. Number one, I think that inbound links to LinkedIn is going to start to matter more. So having other places link to your pulse content, other places link to your profile, I can only imagine will benefit you in the long run. And number two, I think that Microsoft's always been jealous of YouTube. And I imagine that video is going to become something that they want to integrate more with LinkedIn, and that they would like to see more video content coming along with the Pulse Network. Mm-hmm. And so my big prediction is to start thinking about video as well, because YouTube is a juggernaut, and I know Microsoft would love to snag some of that video traffic. So I'm just guessing, just guessing 6 months from now, be ready.
Yeah. So here's my bold prediction. LinkedIn goes to 1 billion users. That's my bold prediction, and I'll preface this by the fact that
I feel so much less bold, Sean.
is because I think again, I think they are going to the world right now is in data mode, right? I mean, if there's anything that companies like Facebook and Google have really shown is the value of data, especially information on an individual, right? And I think Microsoft is going to do everything it can at the corporate level, at the individual level, to make sure that LinkedIn becomes that identity that is used throughout the Microsoft ecosystem. So when you log into your Microsoft Windows machine, you are using your LinkedIn identity, much like in the Apple world, we're using our iCloud or Apple iTunes account, right? That becomes the default mechanism by which we identify ourselves to Apple. You could absolutely see LinkedIn as the identity system in the Microsoft ecosystem, which means that now LinkedIn and Microsoft Windows are going to have shared data. So when you log into one, you're in the other, and that puts you at 1 billion users.
Wow. Man, I love it. Now, for all of those naysayers that think that Microsoft's going to ruin LinkedIn, I got to be honest, I don't think this is the same Microsoft that was around 5 or 10 years ago. different leadership, different, you know, this is a whole different play, and it shouldn't be compared to some of the other acquisitions that Microsoft's done that were much, much, much smaller and much like less used profiles and companies. So this is no joke. LinkedIn is obviously a solid play for them. You're right. They paid a premium, but that's likely for the data. And hey, you know what? LinkedIn's been making money. So it's not like LinkedIn has not been generating revenue, unlike Twitter and some other profile.
And growing.
And growing. Yeah. So, man, any last words we got to add onto this of what people, I think we pretty much covered a whole huge swath of ground here.
I'm just glad that we've been talking about LinkedIn so long. It makes us look clairvoyant that it's important. Well, guess what, guys? It's really important now. It really, really is.
You mean they didn't give you advance notice 8 months ago that this was coming?
I was going to say, Sean, weren't you on the email list?
That's right. I will say I woke up on Monday morning and was like pleasantly surprised. So,
hey, hats off to them for keeping a secret. That's right. And good job, Microsoft, on pulling, I think, a pretty smart maneuver here. And hats off to Jeff and the team at LinkedIn for having a company worth $26.2 billion.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, thank you everybody for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this special update and our amazing special guest, Sean Jackson. My name is Jabez LeBret, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Missing Link. Tune in next week as we continue the discussion to improve your marketing on LinkedIn.